one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show. My name is Donnell. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you.
And welcome to the show tonight. And tonight, our show, we're going to be talking about the Wonton Fund. Now, a lot of people are probably saying, what is the Wonton Fund? Now, a couple of shows ago, we talked about the Nasara. I'm just going to bring you up to date on what's going on. We talked about Nasara. And Nasara is government and the banks that took them to court and sued them because of all the foreclosures that they were involved in, and so they won. Now, this is where the money came from. The money came from the Wonton Fund. And you know, you heard in the news last week about Citibank and Morgan Stanley, how they're being taken over. Well, the reason of all of this taking over and been shutting down is because of these Wonton funds. This is the money that was set aside for the American people, that because of the lawsuit that said that all of our debts were to be paid. So we are not supposed to have the government is supposed to pay all our debts.
What year was this, the Wonton Fund? What year?
Well, it started in the 80s when Reagan was in. What happened was he had this guy, Wonton. He went over to Russia and he bought up all the rubles over there. That's their money. And he took it and sold it on the market, and he made trillions off of this money. And so that's where this money came from. So from my understanding that Bush and Clinton and them.
What year though? I mean, was it 90s?
Well, this was
2000?
The 90s, but it went into effect in 2000.
Okay.
So, you know, it took a while for the case to get through. It got approved, and then Clinton blocked it. Bush, you know, some of the Supreme Court judges. It was blocked by a lot of the Congress people because one of the stipulations that was in the ruling was that once this bill is announced, and it has to be announced in Washington, that the president, the vice president, and all the Congress people must resign within 72 hours.
Yeah, and what's the holdup? I mean, I know everybody asked, and it sounded more like that other bill we read the other day, too, don't it? Was that the same one? Yeah, we read the one that the big one you said it had all the money from 1933.
Yeah, this is it, but this is the money.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah.
A different name on it.
Well, the Nasara, that's the plan.
Okay.
But the Wonton Fund, that's the money. So they gotta pay us, and this is where they get the money from.
Okay. You can hear me? Because I can't hear you at all.
Echo, though.
You do? Okay, what about now?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I don't hear anything. So maybe the echo is because of this. Claudia. Yeah, you don't see me?
Okay, I hear you, but I don't see your number.
All right, yeah, let's start it in.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that he was just killed. He was shot 6 times over the Christmas New Year holiday.
And I'm like, it didn't hit main news? They didn't put it across there?
They said something, they flashed it real fast.
And what about now? Can you hear me? Oh, okay then. Oh, okay then. So it was this. All right then. So I'm going. So in other words, I lost my track of frame of mind.
Well, I was telling you that.
Okay. So that, I mean, I was, but it wasn't just. Okay, it wasn't just him. There was a couple of them, right? So would you say they're knocking each other off, or? Did I hit the appropriate word for it? They knocking each other off, or was this an incident, or did they say it was a murder purposely? The problem is they don't want to release the money to the people. And the purpose of that is to keep the doggone the audience dumbfounded, all right, Dan? Because I didn't hear anything about it until you just, you know, mentioned it, and we've been taking into it. And I'm going, so in other words, everybody's just as ignorant as me. A lot of people don't even know anything about this. So what can we do about this situation? Oh, okay. So in other words, people need to get organized and go ahead and control the doggone count and make sure that they are being noticed and counted for. So still we're going back into straightening out the homes, everybody getting together and putting a petition together and let them know certain things we want to brought to the table and why it's not happening. And then I'm going, won't they be a little bit upset that they have to design for office if we're putting them in a predicament like that? I said, won't they be putting us in a predicament? Can you? Us as the us the people, as wouldn't they be putting them in a predicament as we front them like that? And I'm going, the whole thing is they ain't brought it to us is because look obvious, like they're trying to steal the money or hide the money or
they
just.
And just like Bush just was over in the Middle East, they heard me. I think he's over there hiding money.
Bush, when he went into office, he threw the doggone war, he started the war, so he could go ahead and walk into the office and do what he done. So in other words, these guys got a plan, and really what they saying is, look, we're going global with it, all right, there's too much money being staked, and whoever getting our way, they just hit because I'm going, this is millions and millions and billions of dollars being transferred. All right, but I'm just saying that this is the money that was stolen out of the Pentagon on that plane. They say it wasn't a plane, it was a bomb that hit. All right, then. So the money wasn't even in the place when it was here. So I'm saying is, so you really not.
That was the
whole
money. That wasn't even.
Okay, so we is telling it like it is, right? So you just gave your opinion. Now, do you really think they were announced where he was going? And don't you think before they announced it, he probably went there and back or whatever like that, or sent a dummy and said, well, I would, if I know I'm dropping bombs and killing people, kids and families and stuff and everything, just war period, all right, then whoever the president is, that other country would be really, just be like, ooh, if they could get hold of my butt, they'd be really satisfied and stuff. And like I said, them combo, Kazi, stuff like that. So would you announce to people to let them know where you going, except if you're not going? Or I mean, I wouldn't go that way knowing that I'm over there. I got war with them people. That's the last place I would go. That's why I got all them troops over there. You know what I'm saying? If I go, ain't no way they're going to be able to secure a spot particular enough for me, except if I got them gapped so far away. Now, I'm going, like I said, they know their situation. They know what they're doing. But what we need to do to interfere or to make it better for the people of the world or for the United States, brother.
Well, one thing that we do is that we are bringing
enemy within, huh? It's like they didn't wait, just like they call us homegrown terror. You telling me that we got corporate, we got government, it's corrupt, and I'm going in the opportunity of ripping off America for this money. They're causing a lot of people suffering and pain and life because of their greed. Is this what you're saying? All right, then. I mean, where were they from? Where are they from? Where? From? Okay. Yeah, but you know what? I hear what you're saying, and you're absolutely right, and they got all that information out. But like I said, the damn gangster of the gangster, you trying to tell me they organized it from the top, did it from the top, and figured by the time y'all police it, we 27th century of technology, and what we got going, we could pull this off, and y'all could be writing it and documenting it and mentioning it, but then nothing y'all could be able to do about it, because by the time y'all trace it, find it, and do all this, we've been done it, and we done it. So, again, what is the solution for this, Beverly?
Corporate, and that's how we fight. One corporation.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. We see the music industry is disfamiliar with it, but Prince and a lot of other people, like, they only write to the music. People don't follow pursue as a group, as individual do it and stuff and everything. A lot of people now own rights to these songs and still be getting checks if they understood the corporation. So again, I said, teach the young people now, before they get out of the sixth grade, the corporation, and teach them the doggone take the bottle off before they graduate from high school. And I'll show you a whole situation that the whole society that you cannot be playing with people because of their ignorance. We can take the technology and use it for the best of people, and we need to speak up. I mean, you know what? You're right. I mean, come on, people. As us, the people, think about it. We, the people, if we would open it up, a casino, or opening up different businesses and stuff, would you want the news to sit there and tell you about all the murders and the deaths and stuff and that? Then look at Vegas. And I'm going to look at them. They always quick to point the fingers at Detroit. And we're trying, just like everyone else. But the truth is that I'm going, when somebody squeeze your pocket and tell you, look, you know, focus on the positive stuff, and people at least would like to know where they're sticking their foot and their hands into. You see what I'm saying? That's every state. And if they could put the proper news that was supposed to be on there, they could stop a lot of crime. All right, then, by keeping it hush-hush, then they get a crime. You know what I'm saying? They're putting so many police on there, people will be looking out if they let us work as a unit. All right, they're not a G unit, but a unit. Go ahead, Beverly.
Yeah.
or let's go global. Let's go to the world, WP, world people. All right, but my point is that, okay, then, like I said, time going to get all this nastiness out. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of things will be going down in our time, a lot of stuff that went down in our time, and a lot of stuff will be corrected. Definitely. Okay, then, so then, like I said, so we do have we see a point that we could go, it might take us some time, but if right now we start educating the children and even ourselves, all right, then we could go ahead in the next 24 months, we could go ahead and do a lot to the administration, because that's what they're doing, corporating, even though they're charging them, but you notice, think about it, corporations get better breaks than individuals or private ops, so I'm just saying that we need to focus into that and get together as a unit. All right, then? And, you know, that's what that again, I know G unit. And I'm going to keep you in with that? Oh, okay. You know, okay. But my point was is that I'm going, we just need to get together and try to make this happen.
Yeah, and we have to. I mean, because the people have to do it themselves, because you can't depend on the government, because that's who we're trying to have problems with is the government. So, you know, if the people have to stand up, we got to do this ourselves. We can't look to the media, not the mainstream media, because maybe you need to hang up.
Can you hear me? Talk, say something.
Yes, I hear
you. Oh, okay then. No, I'm sorry. All right, we have some technical problems.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's about people that we know how to use follow that's
not. Okay then, but like I said, the thing is that we're so busy focusing on wealth, all right, then that we need our health to, all right, to enjoy the wealth. So like I said, all we got to do is just keep talking to each other and come up with a solution for this, okay, then. And everyone who knows someone, not only talk about it, just come up with a solution where we can go ahead and help them release the money to relieve some pressure on the United States. Because I'm going for the last 10 years, all right, then, since Clinton and Bush been in office and stuff, it's been real tight. I mean, come on, when the last time y'all seen, I'm talking about here in Michigan, it's been tight since 97. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say it. To me, it's like it's been going down and down and down. And I'm like, y'all sick in the middle class. And y'all doing a damn good job of it. All right, then I'm in heaven. You're going to put some person struggling, can't pay the bill to pay the car notes or they put food on the table. But at the same time, you got a doggone baseball game down here and people down there and making millions and stuff. Come on, we got our priority messed up. All right, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying take from the other guy, but personally, me, before I go to the game, I prefer to help people out to be have some food or roof over their head or help them be able to keep their house. And we'd be like, well, they should have made better decisions. We could all point the finger about the better decisions, all right, from all the way up to down and down and up. But the thing is that we got to come a solution so we can have a certain floor that our bottom is at least everybody have a roof over their head, everybody got medical over their head, everybody got food in their mouth, and everybody is making law. Got to be educated. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to school and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, like you said, it's not just Bush. It's the whole gang that criminal gang that took over the highest office in the country, and they just take. Yeah, and somebody in the chat room saying that Joe Clinton was, yeah, because remember when Clinton was in Arkansas, they had that white water tank. They were stealing money here.
Right, well, you know what? But think about it. They call it white collar crime. How prejudiced can you get? You know what I'm saying? Bad enough the White House. But come on, the people, it ain't about black no more. It ain't about the Orientals. All right, it's about, they saying is, we superior. We going to take your money. And anybody middle class on down, and anybody above, it shouldn't be all this up and above. Everybody should have a quality of life across the world. All right, then, and I'm going, and we worrying about a baseball game, a basketball game. All right, then, million-dollar puppets. Y'all playing with the games. Y'all, it ain't the real games no more. Favoritism and stuff and everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's cute. All right, then, they win, it got to be a miracle. Certain parties of the basketball team, everything rigged. How a 5'6" man get the same paycheck as a man 7 foot? He got to work harder. So he should get more money. If he's going to do it right, it's just the basketball court. Come on, we always turning and blinking the other eye. And I'm going, we could balance this out. But balance it out all the way around. For the women, the kids, I said it, the women and the kids. And since we men, we can hold on to the women and kids first. First, let's make sure all the kids get medical. All right, then, if y'all are running for these offices. Well, that's what we need to take. You're right. And we need to take it back. We need to take it back, huh?
Just like, you know, all this banking law that gave the bank the right to protect data finance that subprime homes. And now we see results of that in all of these
Oh, the beauty of it all, the beauty of it all. Let me tell you what they did. Them and they little favoritism, and I got a loan company, and, you know, the poll guy or the one who really was scrubbing, trying to get through, that's where they made their money off. So they stuck him up, all right, then, and I'm going, he had to prove everywhere to get that, all right, then, and he made it work. It's the ones who oh, I can get the loan and didn't have nothing to worry about and bought him a new car or just not the middle class who's struggling and the lower class who's trying to get the bills paid, trying to keep the business going. They made their money off of them, ripping them off. But the ones who they were just giving loans for and for a boat and this and that, oh, they catching, they losing all their toys. So like I said, they did more damage to the doggone middle class than they did to the bottom, because bottom, no, it's the bottom. I don't know if there's someone called in a while back and said that, oh, they're getting rid of the bottom class. No, it's always going to be a bottom class and a top. All right, then, it's the middle class they're trying to get rid of. All right, then, because you got to have a bottom. Or if it's a bottom pit, then, okay, we're steady falling, but we do got a flat floor. It's not like we shifted slowly to the third world, but see what I'm saying? We still got a little bit more. Most people have satellite cables and running waters and slight switches and stuff, and you could call the police in some places, but I'm just saying, ask the people, why not overall, the United States, everywhere, first, let's make sure everybody got medical, then everybody have roofing, then everybody have food. I mean, then they can play their little games and stuff, but no matter what, if a person can't pay the bill or they're sick or, you know, they're not healthy, well, at least they better be able to have food and be able to have a respectful life, better. Well, you know what? Michigan, all the part of the states and stuff and everything, they don't even comprehend that $50,000 for a house. They'd be like, what? Yes, you can still buy a house in Michigan for $50,000. But once you walk out of here, Beverly, I'm telling you, the norm is $125,000 on up. And that's, as they say, in the ghetto. You see what I'm saying? Right. Well, you're right. But know where they're coming at? That's the ignorance of the people. They did the long term. They wrote it's best for you. But in the long term, if you got a house that, I knew how people bought houses for $18,000 back in the days, still bought it for $18,000. And they've been paying for 30 years. And they've been paying to pay 90 and 120. So imagine what the people are going to be paying. Right now, it's a win-win situation. See what I'm saying? Like, you read the dotted line. You know what you're getting. You agreed to this. So, you know, what else can they do? If they put it in front of you and you take it, they like, hey, I must be smarter or whatever. Doubly. Who want to release it? Okay. Would that help up America? So they gonna go ahead and give.
November, he tried to intercept some papers that he sent his agent to the Marshal, and his agent pressed
Brigadier General Rodney Johnson. This is Marshal Rodney Johnson. Rodney Johnson. Now, they had to end up replacing him because Dick Cheney and Bush's had bought him on because he was supposed to be here and take care of the president and all of them. He wouldn't mess with them. He would mess with the middle.
Man, as that goes.
I mean, there's so much going on.
Well, it is public. There's quiet public. Like you said, they keep it and throw it up. They won't put it on mainstream. All right, then. Well, we got to make this Blob 2012 mainstream. All right, then the channel of the future. We can do this. Yes, yes, we can do this. All right, then. But like I said, everybody and everything, for what you can do today, what you hopefully you learn, we done said it over and over again. Hopefully, go down there, ask them, find out corporate rate, and it's good for your benefit of your house. If you're riding around, all right, let's say you don't have to have a business, but just let me show you the safeness of having a corporation. Let's say you're driving around in your car and you got insurance on your house and stuff and everything, and you got your insurance, and you're like, okay, fine then. Bingo. Somebody get in an accident and stuff, your insurance company going to cover so much, this and that and everything. But let's say you incorporate your house, incorporate your car, you may pay a little more money, but you get a little better write-off. But the point is that if you get an accident in your car and it's a company car, all right, then, and then I'm going, they don't want to even affect your personal. That's right. But a corporation, you can go ahead and I'm going, what your business do and what your home and your private do is two different things. A lot of people don't have corporation for their business, all right, then, or enterprise or anything like that. They just have a name and everything, putting their social security number in their name. And then when the business do bad, they lose their homes, their cars. Yes. All right, then a lot of people knew this, but a lot of people didn't know this. And I'm just saying, as if you corporate your car, your house, and like I said, different incident, it can't be touched. But like I said, don't listen to me. Just get the corporate and read it and study it and live by it. And I'm going to make it a lot easier, just like with your wholesale license. All right, then I used to tell my wife and mother-in-law and us and the family, let's get together and let's go buy. If you buy two or three things or buy in bulk at half a dozen or whatever, like anybody know, we go to the wholesale places from three to six to a dozen. They can work with you, mainly when you're paying cash. So there's all kinds of ways that you can go out here and, I didn't say fraud the government, is get with the government. You can pay quarterly, pay at the end of the year, stuff like that, but it's a better overall when you buy in bulk. They're getting you with the nickels and pennies and dimes. That's how they infiltrating us. As we get together as a neighborhood and incorporate, y'all go to the wholesale market together. All right, then? Go to the wholesale, any of these wholesale places. There's a neighborhood. Get together. Put a corporate together. Talking about the neighborhood shop. The neighborhood shop store. And get two people y'all trust. Everybody get the list. Everybody put so much money in. Go to the wholesale place and buy the bulk stuff. Y'all set the supermarkets in the neighborhoods down. Because if y'all go to the neighborhoods, start getting together and buying their food together as a wholesale place, the neighborhood supermarkets is out of business. And that go on for any other thing you want to put together. All right, then, so call in. I mean, there's a solution for everything, Beverly.
Yeah, and Hillary, I mean, part of this, her husband, he saw so, I mean, how can you put her in office and separate? You can't say that she's the part of they won. So, you're going to tell me that Daddy Bush, son Bush, he's a criminal. Now, that
well, hold up. Here we go. Here go a good one. Well, temptation is one of the greatest forces on the planet. So, you know what? Before we point the fingers, how many of y'all was being in the position, let's think outrageous, let's think big, let's say F it. All right, my point is you got a chance to get $1 trillion. Hear me out. I'm just talking, you know what I'm saying? just talking off the record, if you had a chance to get trillions of dollars and the odds is in your favor that you can get away with it, how many of y'all would go for it? And whatever you answer on that question, grant or keep it to yourself, but think about it. They was in it. They was in the same, what, to rip us off? What we going to do? Look what they did when Bush was bold enough to do what he did to take the office. You know what I'm saying? One hand, I'd be like, you know, that's messed up. On the other hand, you got to take your hat off to him because I'm going to punk America. He just took the damn money, and the rest of them just follow me. I mean, even though it was already pre-planned it in the future anyway, they already plotted this plan and they said, what the hell? Already with all this technology in a minute, this will be the last time we'll be able to fold, because now until we get the society straight, we're going to keep it going because it ain't going to be able to be an individual no more. It's going to be all on computers and numbers. So this is the last time man going to have time in centuries and in human life form to be able to individually to have this much control. So this is like before the door closed, hey, let's do what we can do, because I'm going, like I said, in a minute, they're going to have to stabilize it for the people. Governor. Right. I was on a computer and I have a couple of properties. And what I did was I put one of my other addresses on there and the computer checked me and made me get offline and told me I was giving some false advertising just because I had mail going from my house or to my business. And I put the other address on there and it checked me. So I'm like, if they're checking me now, all right, then this thing will be able to look back at me. This thing will be able to tell where I'm at. I believe it's doing all that now. And I'm going to record and videoing. I mean, damn, that's the entrapment. So man won't be able to do it individually as Bush and them doing right now. It's like last time riding a flying horse. Because now, because of all the technology and stuff, man ain't going to be able to get in there and just do the way he wanted to do because without a trace. And so right now, before the door closed, hey, this is the turn of the century, so they're doing all they can do. Imagine 100 years from now. This will be looking like a joke. Well, that sounds like the favoritism, Bip. Huh? That sounds like favoritism.
Oh, what it is that they are part of the school. They can't report on their own.
Well, and again, like I tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? We're not pointing a finger. We're trying to figure out a solution, but they're in the front row seat. Now, if we're wrong, they gladly to call in and correct us, okay, then. But we're going by stuff we done research on, stuff that should be on mainstream that was buried in the background and then clipped on for off third channel or third page or whatever like that. So I'm just saying, as all the stuff that we try to tell you, we do our best research and we try to give it to you, but like I said, you have to take time and look up, find out, and speak up. Beverly? Well, the joke is that, come on, y'all. Now they got Obama. Don't y'all remember less than 10 years or 5 years or even 20 years ago, a black president is like, okay, where the guns? Do any of y'all feel the spookiness of he going to get shot? No, you don't. You know why? Because it's beyond our comprehension. And the ones who comprehend what I'm trying to tell you is that while we sitting up there watching them play the little puppet move in front of us, all right, Dan, I'm keep telling you, it ain't about color. It ain't about his favoritism and money. And they already done got everything lined up. And while the rest of them sitting these puppets in front of us, they don't have no say, so they'd be able to rip us poor people off. But to getting in the big money and stuff like that, they all lined up in this favoritism. See what I'm saying? So the only way we're going to win on this if we get together and approach them and say, now, hey, what about us? We see what you're doing. You see, you're showing us what you're doing. Now, when you going to stop doing it? What we got to do to get you to stop and pay attention to us little people and everyone and be fair? Well, like I said, I just told you a way to shut down the supermarket, all right? Then do I need to expand it? I mean, we can do it anyway. The people can. He said, yeah, I heard you. So here we go. All right, then, like I said, this is a neighborhood, all right, then on area. Everybody get their money together. I don't give it to nobody because somebody's going to try to rob you. Everybody get their little checkbooks or their promises, and then I'm going y'all to buy it. You know, I mean, catch up to the neighborhood, want to buy how many boxes of salt and everything. Well, there you go, your dozen right there, right? So imagine you buy a dozen of all this and a whole community doing that. There go three supermarkets in that area shut down. All right, then, because I'm going, you'd be able to buy it. You are the people. So you are the wholesaler, all right, then? So you buying it from the retailer. So y'all want to save money? Get the neighborhood together. Get 12 people. That's all you need. Or get the whole area, a mile together. Imagine. All right, then everybody buy the groceries together, and you got someone in the community y'all trust, and y'all buy, like, all the bread you want at one time for that month, all the ketchup you need for that month. Y'all will shut down a certain area. Go to your favorite gas station for that area. All right, then find two of them. Shut the other six of them down. There go your money. But they don't want to hear that because you're messing with their corporations. You mess with, I'm trying to tell you, cooperate within a corporate, and guess what? They're going to have to cooperate, doubly. The thing is organization. The bottom line is organization. All right, then that's what we have to do. You can't do it individually no more because, see, the technology and stuff, Bush and them was riding the last flying horse on that one as a man can make a difference. Now it's going to be a unit. Even they doing it as a corporation. They even doing it as individual. But it ain't going to be individual. It'll be so many people now with money and with say-so that everybody will be police. So you can already say we make it to the 21st century on this, that everybody will be able to be a spike for. They so busy creating something to police us, it's going to flip and work against them too. And I'm going to ask us the people, we need to speak up, look out. But I already done told you ways you can control the supermarket, same concept, control the gas station. All right, and think about it. Take that concept and say, that, okay, then they say we ain't worrying about the food. But the gas, let's say we kick off and pick two gas stations that the people want. All right, then people, let's say we all get together and everybody put in $500. We own that gas station as a corporation. We buy wholesale, and we can keep control of the price for our area. Oh, no. I got you, but I'm not talking black. I'm talking about, see, this is affecting black, whites.
But I'm just saying, they have monopolized gas. Our companies were in gas station business, and they set up a whole. That's what we have to do.
If we have one gas station, may it be black, white, or whatever, but we're willing to work with the people. All right, then, and sell it for wholesale, and everybody and their mama line up and take time and separate the hours and the minutes and say, okay, Mr. So-and-so, y'all can go gas up at 7 o'clock. Yeah, you don't have to worry about gas line. Everybody go, and we'll shut them down in a month. We can shut them down, just organize and cooperate. We can shut them down. And the neighborhood, one neighborhood right now in America or in the world, any neighborhood, get together. They could shut down the gas station, the supermarket, the banks. There we go. There go the solution. The communities get together. Go ahead.
But how do you get everybody home?
Again, people got to buy food. People got to gas up. So again, if somebody take a flyer right now and pass it to the neighborhood and say, hey, Let's pick our gas station. And you know the damn gas station owner going to try to be nice. But somebody give us a discount. Yeah, right now. Get the close them down. Don't go. Don't shop in that area. Go to the guy everybody know who really struggling, who really is trying to give you the low price, and you know he's struggling. Everybody agree, and everybody go to that gas station. And the other four, if everybody pick up money and work on this together, we can control this gas problem overnight. All right, then. Oh, and only that, get the gas. There's other means that we could come up. What about them scooters they got? You can stand on two mans. A guy can stand on, and you just stand up on this thing. I've seen it on this show. A lot of people ain't going to know what I'm talking about, but it's a place called Eureka. And they have them too. It's like a bike. You just stand on them, and they're electrical. And I'm going to get too many other ways to stop this pressure we got, but we have on us. And I'm going, they're doing it on purpose. And I'm just saying, okay then, they could travel. We don't have to put up this. We don't have to go buy gas. We don't have to go buy their supermarket groceries and stuff. We do all this out of convenience. So all I'm just saying is, so you really want to try the problem, walk out the door and knock on your neighbor's door. If four of y'all get together and buy wholesale grocery or get together and buy your gas, all right, just imagine you come to my gas station and it's 100 people. That's money. I can get you 100 people to come to me all the time to get your gas and stuff and into what y'all need. Well, I need to save y'all 20 cents, and I guarantee I got y'all. See, that'll work. That's enough. That's what they're doing on us. They're using our reason. Just like the remote control. Before they had that, we used to get our butt up and change the TV. Now we put the button, we worry about buying batteries. They're leading us like cattle to where they want to go. Right, so I'm just saying this. Let my aunt say, wake up. Give me what I'm saying. Right, and I'm just saying that it's just like you reading it for that job, right? What America is telling y'all, okay, then, and they don't want you to fold. They don't make too much money on you. What they're saying is they want you to be independent. They don't want you. See, they like, we like all this money y'all giving us. Since y'all ain't going to argue about the money we done took from you. All right, then, so you just keep working them jobs. And, like, now they're trying to put up. Right, no, I'm just saying that. They do not, but it would be a beautiful thing that they would get more respect for you when they know you know the name of the, y'all call it game, I call it life, but they call it the name of the game. The name of the game is profit, corporation, and the upper hand. They got it, they money in the United States here. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm going, everybody knows that. And I'm going, people like, I don't care how brilliant you are, how good your heart is, it don't pay the bills. And that person says that thing, so they do what they can, and sometimes you get tired. Look at Martin Luther King. Look at Malcolm X. They dead trying to do for the people. And in one situation, his own people killed him. And the other situation, they didn't want the other one to make it look like a martyr, so they killed him. I mean, we so busy trying to control each other and stuff and everything, we don't see the big picture. We don't even see it, double it. Big picture is, think about it, y'all. I like that one. What is the big picture? My big picture is, that everyone can get along, and I'm going tropical fruit, but tropical, you know me, I'm doing that Amazon, I am doing that Amazon, all right, there, swinging through them trees. I know, that's breaking my heart, but I'm just saying, as we're walking out front, and I'm going creek out front, water running through, everybody's getting along, bright colors, bright smile, all right, then having fun, everybody working on each other's houses. You know what I'm saying? Helping with the man with the groceries. We ain't killing no animals. Yeah, that's right. That's the way I would like for it to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'd be trying to make my world. I just showed you how to work it from a small point of view. You get 12 people who want to go ahead and buy, get a corporation. Sign up, go buy your supermarket, go to the supermarket, go to the wholesale place. You can buy boxes of stuff, and it's cheaper. I'm sorry, but it's almost half the price. We wholesale, we buy the stuff for like, let's say, dollar stores. You buy it for 60 cents, according to how much volume you get it, 30 cents. It's according to how much money you got, but they got a flat form, okay, how much money you got, for you won't put them out of business and stuff and that thing. You just got to understand business, and don't be scared of competition. As for example, I'm familiar with the beauty and barber supply business. And as black people, y'all, I got a solution for this situation. Y'all crazy. Open up doors. Open up. If they're making $200, $300,000 a year, open up right next door to them. All right, then put black on, black operate. How they going to take your business? All right, y'all afraid to open up business. This is competition. This is business. How you going to blame the Oriental? Because they... You can't blame them, but guess what? We can take over. I know I got a sweet solution. I'm getting back in the business. I got a sweet solution for this because it's like, I don't get mad at somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't listen. They have jokes. All right, then you sit there. Let us wait on you. All right, then we'll control your future. My ass, they're not lying. You know, I know you appreciate the idea that you finally own homes now. And you can get up and go get your pedicures and stuff and everything. But you know that they got their masks on? That's to keep the chemical and stuff from demanding me. I'll be like, hey, put this mask on. All right, then doing your nails, that falling, all that stuff disturbs you. But my point is, I know you like to be babies and waited on, but y'all need to do each other's. All right, then money ain't grow. The money don't grow on trees. Everybody don't have it like that. So don't sit there and complain when you can go ahead and stop the little bitty things, okay, then? And I'm going, don't blame the Oriental. Because you don't want to get up and do something about it, okay, then? All right, then. Y'all get together, and like I said, work in dozens, two dozens, half a dozen. But once y'all see how it worked one time, you're saving that money, you're going to do it. So don't sit there and say there ain't no way. We still have ways to get ahead.
Let's see, they got to shut me down. Got to. That is the only way to
the ones who wake up could walk in the future. The ones who don't, they're keeping us enslaved. And I'm just saying that it ain't like, I mean, come on, if it was really that bad, do you think about it? We must be getting better because back in the day, they used to burn books and kill you for preaching. Now, every corner, you see a preacher. See what I'm saying? So we're getting better now, okay, then? But the thing is, well, my thing is this. Whoever made it all about anything that lies is people. And my heart is like this. The circle is the planet recycles. I believe the souls get recycled, but everything positive and beautiful is something made it good about, I think. The rest of it is what you make it. So like I said, I'm not there to judge or point fingers, but if I can make everybody smile and be happy, and I think everybody who I've met that who died old, they wanted to die. I ain't never seen nobody old sit there and say, well, they say, everybody I know is dead, baby, and, you know, you got people, but a lot of them just want to go. And that's what I think it is. And a lot of them have reasons to live. I think we can do that 200, 300 years. And if I were doing it, you think I would want to tell y'all because y'all be up on me, but I'm going to go for it. So keep your eyes on me, definitely. Well, I got to ask you, where did you hear this from? Well, I mean, I was just asking you. Oh, okay, that's where they can find that on there, too. Oh, okay, then. So in other words, they're coming out with a cheaper form of money, but they're going to charge, put the right numbers on it. But in other words, it ain't going to be worth none of this paper, really, just saying color paper.
No, this is my goal.
Oh, okay then.
We got
all that stuff together here? Oh, so they don't have all that stuff. This is, notice the they got red stuff running through the new 20s and 10s. I mean, our money looked deadly. It looked like blood was on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Blood money. Yeah, okay then. They took of all time to put, of all centuries, of all places they put it. I mean, other countries had a different color money, but you take green and take red, you got the planet bleeding. But what do I know? Doubly. They think from God, and they think God is almighty and love and beautiful and stuff. Then where's the red from? It ain't fine. But like I said, it's just money, though. It just looked spooky when I seen it. I looked at it, and I said, what's wrong, D? I said, if I didn't know, it better look like the money's crying. I said, we done went through hell. Look at the people on the money. They looked, everything looks spookier now with the red on it. But like I said, what do I know, Beverly? But what they haven't planned on, it'll run so long. But see, time is still the baddest I know. And time, race, and change, and anything mean and need to be here, it'll be known, it'll stay here. What's not, don't care what they got preached up. Think about it. They did this thousands of years ago, and we still digging, trying to find out what happened back then. And if they learn nothing else, is life goes on. So let's just live it, take pictures of it, and let's just hold on to the memories and stuff we got and enjoy what we have and stop trying to control someone else. That'll lead down to the last, I believe, three minutes.
Well, my thing is, I'm trying to stop. In the Amazon.
They trying
to make a warrior. I
got to
fight to get there. I
got to. See, the thing is that, like I said, if you got to do like Bill Gates, make yourself worthwhile.
Now, that's the whole good thing. Bill Gates' part of the government is the head of the energy, kind of high level thing in the government. They the one that invented the internet. So, I mean, help with it. So, that's a facade.
Whoa, no, didn't Bill sit there? I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but he sent a lot of people to college and helped out, too, because same people he sent to college would be able to go ahead and if any rottenness and this stuff, he done just helped a lot of people with a lot of... Oh, okay then. Well, it looks like we're going to be wrapping it up pretty soon. That would look like we got less than a minute.
So, anyway, put in the update on the one-time plan, WAEA, and that is the money, trillions of dollars that Bush and Cheney and all of them has been stealing. They said that Clinton $7 trillion of that money. So look it up, research it, see what we know about it. This House of 1965, all of this, we understand. So don't just sit down, stand up.
All right, then. So on that note,
Blog
everybody take time.
Radio.
Have a peaceful and beautiful day, and we'll see you Tuesday at 7. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.